I'm Jaron Cohen with the Daily News Podcast for October 24th, 2025. As medical marijuana becomes available for purchase in Kentucky, some state lawmakers are concerned the products could fall into the wrong hands. As Lisa Autry reports, the head of the state's medical cannabis program fielded questions this week about gummies and their packaging.
Office of Medical Cannabis Director Cannon Armstrong said medical cannabis gummies would be colored, which some lawmakers on the Interim Health Services Committee called a terrible mistake. They cited testimony this week from Kentucky's Child Fatality and Near Fatality Review Panel that said a majority of cases arise out of children ingesting dangerous substances, some of them THC. State Senator Karen Berg said gummies shouldn't look like candy.
Some of these gummies, you see, I mean, they're identical to buying like a thing of Skittles. It has to look like medicine because we're treating it as medicine.
Armstrong said packaging for gummies will be child-resistant, require a two-step process for initial opening, and will include a tamper-evident seal that's resealable. Medical cannabis was set to reach dispensary shelves this fall, but that hasn't happened yet due to constraints in the supply chain. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
Addiction Recovery Care will use funds raised from selling its Kentucky assets to pay the Department of Justice and settle an ongoing FBI investigation, according to the owner of the Florida company seeking to purchase them. Athema Health Corporation CEO Sean Leon says the purchase of ARC facilities would help the beleaguered company, which has faced layoffs and closures over the past year.
The organization would benefit from sort of a fresh start, rebranding, and certainly new management.
Leon says ARC owner Tim Robinson would take on an executive position and be a large shareholder in Athema. Spokespersons from ARC, the FBI, and DOJ have not answered questions about any pending settlement. A local nonprofit organization has gifted 500,000 books to young kids in Louisville. Giselle Roden has more on the initiative to improve youth literacy.
The Imagination Library of Louisville sends more than 20,000 free books a month to preschoolers. Enrolled kids get one book a month up until they turn five. Amber Lee Simpson's two kids are enrolled in the program. She says the books are different from what she remembers reading as a kid.
The books that are in the Imagination Library are so much more reflective of different people in the world. Everything from like different lifestyles to different cultural backgrounds to different family dynamics are all represented in the books that you receive.
Program officials say the goal is to expose kids to reading as soon as possible so they are better prepared for kindergarten. Families can sign up online and can request books in English and Spanish. I'm Giselle Roden in Louisville.
Governor Andy Beshear has announced that nearly $1 million has been awarded to help Kentucky communities guard against wildfires. The funding comes from the USDA Forest Service as part of the Community Wildfire Defense Grant Program. Each community receiving funding will create a wildfire protection plan to reduce the risk of wildfires. During his Team Kentucky update, the governor said, "People need to be responsible as the things begin to dry up this time of year."
With the fall comes an increased risk of wildfires. We've recently seen what these wildfires can do to communities, and we want to be prepared. And while we love hiking and camping this time of year, we need everyone to be careful. We need to protect the nature and wildlife that makes Kentucky so special.
Knox County received $250,000. Lewis County received $237,000. Powell County received $235,000. And the Gateway Area Development District received $200,000. That includes Morgan, Bath, Rowan, Montgomery, and Menifee counties. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.